Hello, everybody. Welcome to DARTS, the Decatur Arts Podcast, brought to you by Decatur Area Arts Council. We're going to jump right into things today. Not going to mess around. We've got a lot that we want to cover. Jerry, we've got somebody here in the studio with us. Who do we have with us today?
Zach Tindall. He is the festival organizer for the DID in Decatur International Film Festival, which is coming up November 1st and 2nd. Welcome, Zach.
Hello.
Now let's make sure before we get much further that we all have our papers here ready to go.
Notes there we go. Prepared.
I'm terrible at remembering. Okay.
That's why I printed out a little something for everyone.
But we don't need papers for the basics. Tell us a little bit about DID in Decatur.
So DID in Decatur, which interestingly enough started off as a podcast, evolved into a film festival mostly because me and my friends who were involved at the time loved watching independent horror, and we were friends with the guys in Drunken Zombie up in Peoria. They were doing it up there at the time.
That's a film festival as well.
It used to be.
Okay.
Yes, it used to be. They don't do it anymore, mainly because a couple of years ago.
Well, it sounds like a tavern, so I thought I'd clarify.
It was a festival at one point.
Okay.
It still has some I still can't pronounce that word.
Notoriety.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Up in Peoria. But we started doing it down here. And the first year we did it, it was great. We did the back of sliders. The next year we did it, which right now we're averaging every other year. So the next year we did it up in Clinton, unfortunately. I love the venue up there, the theater up there, but we are DID in Decatur, and I really wanted to make sure that this year
we
were in Decatur.
Yeah, sure.
Now, when did this actually start?
2015.
Okay. And it started as a podcast first. When did that start?
1 year before that.
1 year before. Okay. Yeah. So
that would be 2014, Jay.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Numbers are hard.
We're all nerds here. It's fine.
So through the years, as you have expanded from a podcast to a film fest, and you've seen the numbers of entries grow, how is that? I mean, from starting from just, you know, hey, let's do
it. Actually,
thing
the opposite of what you're thinking.
Really?
Yeah, because the first year we did it, we didn't charge anything for submissions, so we got about 1,500 submissions that we had to comb through just to figure out.
Also, from all over the world.
From all over the world.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Film Freeway is a wonderful, wonderful website. But so the next time we did it, we put in just like a little $5 submission fee just to submit in.
Sure.
And it helps cover a lot of things that we weren't expecting our first year.
Nothing is free.
Right.
Yeah. So, but still, I mean, that's insane to consider that you've got people from the other side of the globe sending you their genre pictures.
I have one this year that's called LaLorna that is from India, and it is absolutely wonderful.
Is that a feature length? Is it a short film?
That's a short film.
And based on the information that you provided us earlier, it looks like this festival, the selections out of the 250-ish submissions you got represent like six continents, 34, 35 countries?
Yes. I'm a big fan of international television, and that gives me a certain edge when I'm watching all the international stuff because I'm able to... I have a better understanding of certain cultural differences.
Uh-huh.
And so I get to watch stuff and I'm like, oh, that's really good. Or that's really clever. So, I get that joke.
I'm going to digress a little. Do other countries think certain things are scarier or is their idea of scary different?
Scary different, mostly, because there's some stuff, throwback to LaLorna. It's about a gentleman who is bottom of his luck, and he's walking around trying to get drunk, and he happens to meet a undead bride that is going around and basically trying to find her husband in quotes.
Air quotes. Wow.
Because she's 200 years old and been searching for him for that long. And basically he convinces her that life's not so bad, or undeath,
right,
as it were. So it's that particular one is really good.
And where's that one from? India, you said?
That one's from India,
okay.
Yes.
So, you know, you talk about the differences, the cultural differences in the films. Is that something that you have in mind when selecting? Do you want to expose more people who come to the festival to different things? Or are you looking to...
I wouldn't say that it's at the top of what I'm considering. it is something I do consider, but mostly when I'm watching them, I just open myself up to all the submissions, which can be kind of problematic sometimes.
Sure.
And there's a lot of me just watching that one segment and trying to see if that is good enough or if it holds up well enough or if it's still just something there. The filmmaker needs a little bit more time.
Sure. Okay. Practice. So in addition to the aesthetic quality and the professionalism and things like that of each of these films, do you look for a certain time frame? I mean, you know, it's going to, this year, it's a Friday evening and all day Saturday, or 12 hours on Saturday, noon to midnight. Are you looking to fill that time knowing that I need this many short films, I need this many feature films?
The first time I did that, yes. This year, not as much, mostly because I knew that I had enough good content that no matter what, I would have enough to cover the hours that I was showcasing.
And did this year, did you say, these are all great, and then have to trim back because you knew you had too much time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's yes. A good problem to have.
Yes, it is. And I'm not sure if I did as good a job as I probably should have.
Oh, sure
you did. And I see you have, what, 5 feature films this year?
5 feature films, yeah.
And then as many as almost 60 short films. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing. And some of them range, I think I saw a range between 2 minutes and 30 minutes on the short films.
Yes. There is one called Crop Dust that's 1.5 minutes. And honestly, for what it is, it doesn't need any longer.
Okay. But it's still fun.
I can spoil it. Yeah. I'm not going
but
to.
But it's still fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's extremely fun.
Okay. Now, let's back up ever just a little bit here. You know, we know that we're talking to Dead in Decatur, but what specifically is Dead in Decatur?
That might be a little bit more hard to answer because I inherited the title.
Really?
Yes, it's not one of my own making.
What's the story there?
Essentially, when we started, it was me and my two friends, Noah and Evan.
And doing a podcast.
And Noah, it's like, let's just start a film festival. Let's just do it. And so those two guys, who were the main guys on the podcast, came up with everything. And since then, Noah's moved away to Springfield. Evan has gotten a career that keeps a lot of his focus. Sure. And so I'm the last man standing.
Yeah. And I know that you and I have talked about trying to collaborate Dead in Decatur and the Arts Council. Gosh, it seems like for about 1.5 years, maybe even 2 years.
I was going to say a little bit longer than
that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we'd
run into each other and say, hey, what do you, well, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, and so we thought we would try
I've picked your brain probably for 3 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think things are really coming together nicely. So
this year, yes, there's a lot happening this year that I was never expecting to happen at all.
So yeah. In terms of the genres that are represented within this film festival,
I have science fiction, I have some fantasy, I have horror, obviously. There's some film noir.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. There is...
And what's that Japanese word?
Tokusatsu.
There it is.
It basically means special effects.
Okay.
But it's such a unique variation of special effects that it kind of has its own just... underlining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I still haven't gotten any independent tokusatsu films yet.
Okay.
I'm always looking. I'd love to get some, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Sure. But for this year, and we talked about how this year has grown from the past Dead in Decatur Film Festival
right. Into
something a little more. Tell us about what you've done and added in addition to just screening films.
This year, I brought in a couple of panelists and some industry people, essentially, to talk about cinematography and to talk about special effects makeup, which I know a lot of people are excited about just from me talking to them.
Sure. Because it's cool.
It is. But more than anything, one of the goals that I have with the festival is I want to be able to make filmmaking as accessible as being able to go to the library and pick up a book.
You want to inspire. You want to support.
I
want
to give an avenue to people to be able to go, I made a film and right now I'm going to put it in the festival. So everyone can watch it.
Yeah, and because not just independent filmmakers, which kind of implies a more professional level, but even DIY filmmakers.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at the list of presenters that you have lined up so far, and they run from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. Every hour on Saturday during the film festival, which runs noon to midnight.
Well, it, even more so because in this last week, the special effects makeup artist had, and I were talking. So he's going to be doing stuff all night, Friday night too.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah. And I think you mentioned that to me, and I just, in my information I have here, just listed him as a weekend activity.
He is.
Because he's going to be providing continuous almost tutorials throughout the weekend.
He was a last minute presenter that I was speaking to, and he was so excited. He's like, I want to do the whole weekend. I have people coming in to model for me. This is super exciting.
So I see you've got Angie Berry talking about women in horror. You've got another filmmaker talking about the classic genres in today's modern world, cinematography, the art of acting in horror in genre films, distribution of your films, and even regional horror and local favorites. So those are some of the presentations that are coming on. But in addition to Jake, who's doing the special effects makeup, you also have some other activities that are ongoing throughout the weekend.
Well, I'm also a part of the Games for Troops charity, which, long story short, they send tabletop games and board games to our troops serving overseas.
And they sponsor Heroicon every May here
in
Decatur.
And they sponsor Heroicon every year. And I was able to convince them to come in. So they're going to be running horror-themed games all weekend.
That'll be fun.
Board games, card games, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Right.
So there's more to do than just...
And a few vendor tables, even.
Right, yeah. I have friends at Rusted Icon. They're going to be here. Christopher R. Mim, who is coming from Michigan and doing...
He's a filmmaker.
He's a filmmaker. He's doing the classic genre panel.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have his table set up. He has a back catalog of about 15 films.
Yeah.
He's been doing one every year for...
I'm looking 14. Forward to seeing some of those because they're kind of old school in their look and their feel.
They're real fun. They're real fun.
I think they described them as drive-in kind of
Yeah, my
style.
Favorite still has to be Big Ass Spider.
Okay. All right. And this year, what's the one he's screening this year?
This year is Queen of Snakes, starring his wife, who's also coming.
All right. Excellent. And then, of course, local guys, Dark Soul Studios will be here.
They're going to set up a vendor table. They weren't able to... set up a panel this year, mostly because they were focused on getting a project done because
they're in the middle of a film.
They're in the middle of trying to build funds for a feature film. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all very cool. This is all happening here at the Madden Arts Center, Decatur Area Arts Council's Madden Arts Center, on November 1st and 2nd. So it's Friday from 6 to midnight, and then Saturday-ish. And then Saturday from noon to midnight, again, kind of ish, depending on how everything unfolds.
Right.
It's $20 for in advance for the whole weekend. But if you just show up at the door, it's $10 on Friday and $15 on Saturday. And so there's all kinds of, obviously, screening movies. We'll have some snacks, I'm sure, in addition to all weekend activities and the vendor tables and then all the presentations on Saturday. All kinds of cool stuff happening.
And not for nothing, but this is historically one of the most haunted downtown areas.
It's true.
In the country.
Nationally, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of a neat little...
Mm-hmm. And the thing I thought was fun when we got to talking about this, yes, it's the 2 days that follow Halloween. We're continuing the celebration, even though Halloween is going to be over by the time we hit our festival. But it's also Friday, November 1st, All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, November 2nd, is the Day of the Dead, as celebrated in Mexico. So it fits perfectly into
Dead
Indicator.
So let me ask you this. Clearly, this is an event that fans of horror and these other genres can really get behind. But what could you say to those who maybe don't consider themselves fans or aren't familiar enough with these genres to invite them in and check this out?
Well, like I said, I showcase more than just spooky films. So I have some that are funny. I have some that are really adorable, cute.
That are sci-fi fantasy.
Sci-fi fantasy, yeah.
Sure.
I have one that is basically just a ripoff of Powerpuff Girls.
Which fantastic. It is. Live action?
Live action.
That's great. Right.
It is, and the guy they have playing the villain is perfect.
Is it actually Mojo Jojo?
It's not actually Mojo Jojo, okay. But he's just as big.
Okay. So.
Obviously, you guys know more about the Powerpuff Girls than I do.
That's from my age range.
So this is something that hopefully when people see Dead in Decatur, they look past the
obvious horror elements.
Yes. And they find something else that they can mm-hmm. support.
Yeah.
Again, going through the list of presentations, you know, distribution and technology, how to get your project scene. That's right. For any genre. That's,
right. Yes,
you know,
yes, absolutely.
Cinematography and
makeup,
acting in genre films,
right.
All those things. Yeah, all great stuff for people interested in making their own films.
And I have presenters coming from all around Decatur. So I have people coming from Champaign, Peoria, Chicago. So I'm excited to be able to get people down here to showcase what they have to say and their work.
We're excited about it as well.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Dead Indicator, first time we've collaborated, the Arts Council collaborated with Dead Indicator, the Dead Indicator International Film Festival, again, November 1st and 2nd of this year, both Friday night and most of Saturday. Just go to deadindicator.com and you can click on a link that'll get you more information about all the stuff we've just talked about, in addition to a link to getting yourself an advance ticket, which will save you $5 if you plan to come the whole
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely. And I do want to say, for all of you that are absolute horror hounds out there, show up Saturday night after 8 o'clock. It's going to be the absolute spookiest, scariest. I may or may not have to have people sign some kind of
wow.
Just to hand out bags just in case they throw up.
Bring your security blankets,
just,
people.
Just full on William Castle. Because the lineup I have is absolutely
shorts and a feature
shorts
film.
And a feature film. And it's extremely hardcore.
Yeah. So clearly the Powerpuff Girls is in that block.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not showing first thing Friday at all.
I see you've kind of divided them into blocks.
Right.
You've got a supernatural block, sci-fi block, retro block, prime block, and human block.
So it's broken up according to essentially what kind of driving force is behind it. So the human block is mostly comprised of shorts and a feature that involves humans being
terrible,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Creepy humans, not necessarily yeah. supernatural.
Not necessarily. Honestly, especially this year, some of my more terrifying shorts are kind of in the human block,
like Silence of the Lambs might qualify
yes,
as that case.
Absolutely.
So more psychological,
than, some yeah. of the thriller stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
some of the stuff that you're gonna go and go. That just
creeped me out.
That's
somebody walk me to my car.
Yes, that's just
I know it's still light outside, but somebody walk me to my car.
You're not far off, actually.
And then, of course, supernatural, sci-fi, and kind of speak for themselves. Retro and prime.
The prime is the prime time stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the stuff that we're showing after 8 o'clock
okay.
on Saturday night. That's the real hardcore stuff.
Okay.
The retro stuff is, I always end up with really good shorts and features that are throwbacks.
Okay.
So your stuff that you're nostalgic about, or like your old...
How far back are we throwing it this time?
I have one that is a throwback that's very 40s, 50s.
Okay.
And I see that there are a couple are they both Christopher R. Mim?
So Queen of Snakes is Christopher R. Mim.
Lake Michigan Monster.
Lake Michigan Monster is from a group up in Wisconsin. Actually, inadvertently, all the retro rock block is from Wisconsin, Michigan, and Canada.
Okay.
Interesting.
I was
the
joking.
Nights are a little longer and darker.
Right.
Up there.
I was joking with Chris, and he's like... Oh, it's the Don't You Know Bach.
So again, it's November 1st and 2nd here at the Decatur Area Arts Council. Go to deadindicator.com. Find a link that's going to take you to more information and how to buy tickets. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
If you have any questions, I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, if you have any questions, send us an email or give us a call. But definitely check it out. Read a little bit more about some of these presenters.
If you have any questions of what we're showing in the entirety, please visit Dead Indicator on Facebook.com. I've already announced it, and we're going to have an absolute great time showing every single one of them.
If you enjoy watching films, if you enjoy making films, if you enjoy supporting those who support those who make films.
And watch films, this
is for you.
And we may add that in the complete list to our information that we have on our website as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, find out more, but definitely put it on your calendar, November 1st and 2nd, Dead Indicator International Film Festival.
All right, that's going to do it for us and this edition of Darts. On behalf of Jerry and myself and everybody at the Decatur Area Arts Council, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk at you next time.